Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Good afternoon. This is Evan Slam from UBS Financials. Today, I'm going to talk about my favorite topic, which kind of bothering me for the last 40 years, ever since I was an economic student, is inflation. We're going to talk about philosophical about inflation. Of course, I can read through the numbers. Last quarter, 2.7%, the last 6 months. And then the 2025 inflation is expected to be 3%. And this year, the forecast is below 3%. So it should be a good inflation number, even at 3%. Not necessarily as great as 2% as the Fed wants and appreciates. And yet, when you talk to the Main Street America, somehow they have a different feeling about inflation. So, because they are looking at more on their consumer, because a lot of inflation numbers is looking at the aggregate. And as you also know that, it comes to the spending, the wealth gap as well. Because if you look at the U.S. consumption, the top 10% of the income earners generate 50% of the total domestic consumption. So the rest of the 50%, they are really feeling the brunt of the inflation, because inflation can measure on anything, on car purchase and everything. But for the mainstream, it's more about food costs, about gasoline, about the rent and everything. So I have reason to believe that our measurement of inflation has not been accurate, and it need to be, you know, properly reflect the different layers of the consumer sectors. And also, you know, so I think the government should do a better job in terms of laying out the difference. And also, we should also have a inflation measurements on retirees as well. I think, you know, retirees almost always, because of medical costs and everything, always suffer much higher realized inflation. So within that, I hope the government will do more to give us a better understanding of what our real inflation is. And for every class of citizens, every layers, you know, of our societies.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/The Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.